Hi everyone. This is a comment from a listener on their experience. Hi Claire, I'm trying to break down my fears and understand what is behind them. Maybe due to my upbringing and environmental factors and learned behavior, it seems I've always compared myself, been too self-conscious, low self-worth, self-critical, etc. But behind it all, I think I protect myself from being judged, found out, humiliated. It's all about the presence of others. It's such a strong force that it keeps me from doing stuff for fear of all those very things. I know we are equal, but it doesn't feel like that, or should I say that is my perception? Yeah, so there's lots of things in this. First of all, the listener is getting to the core fear, which I think is always a useful exercise to do and is something that the mind can engage in. That deeper inquiry and really the questions like really what's at stake? What's the core fear or anxiety or worry here? And then I think what starts to happen is we realize that that fear can't be solved. It can't be taken away because the only way it could be taken away is the guarantee that that's not going to happen. So for example, the listener's saying here, behind it all, I think I protect myself from being judged, found out, humiliated. So the only way to get rid of that fear is to guarantee no one is ever going to judge me. No one is ever going to find out that actually, I'm lacking. I'm wrong. I'm not a good person. I'm incapable. I'm shameful. So it's impossible, and we can try. And for sure, when that's the fear that is running the show, for sure there will be behaviors of avoidance and withdrawal and hiding away and being silent or equally taking offense, like these sort of protective mechanisms of being offended, being resistant, being in conflict. All of this is like an armor, a shield around this inner shame of existence, really, isn't it? And that fear, the absolute terror that that shameful persona will be revealed and exposed for all the world to see. Yeah, and the listener says it's such a strong force that it keeps me from doing stuff for fear of all those very things. I know we're equal, but it doesn't feel like that. So from that, the mind is in this place of the other people are good, I'm shameful. And what this is a self-obsession, isn't it? It's and the Paul Hedeman, I think it was, coined the term selfing. This selfing is for all of us, and it's from a place of total confusion, total insanity about what we really are. A mind that is obsessed with whirring round, devoted to the protection of that self-identity, which is really the devoted to the protection of the separate me. The mind is devoted to maintaining that separation because somehow it looks like in that separation there is stability, there's existence, even if the only way of maintaining the separation is through that story of shame. So it's so good, these comments and this inquiry. We start to really see what's playing out. We see the impossibility, really. We can never withdraw enough. We could go and live in a log cabin in the Outer Hebrides, and there we can, and we'll still be there with thoughts of being judged and humiliated. It's all because it's in our mind, isn't it? There's nowhere we can go. There's no extent to which we can isolate ourselves or withdraw is just going on in the mind. There's no getting away from that as long as that looks real. And so it's brilliant. So this is the first part of sanity, really, because now we're moving into stage two, I'd say. Stage one is when the mind is completely lost, totally lost. It's just full of shame, full of fear, full of need. The behaviors are completely unconscious in relation to that. Everything looks how it looks to be real as it appears. This me, the world, everything's real. That's the lost mind, stage one. Stage two is where there's observation of patterns. You know, the mind starts to clock on, really, starts to see, oh yeah, so this is because of fear, this is because of shame. And these reactions are inevitable because of that. We start to see the cyclical play out of it all. So the mind isn't as lost, but it still looks personal. So there's still, it looks like I'm doing this. I've always compared myself to others. I think I protect myself from being judged. So it's still all all about the personal, really. But just now there's this opening space of seeing the tendencies. And so really what's interesting now is this sort of beckoning stage three, in which there's this recognition, there is no doer doing any of this. These behaviors, these perceptions are just happening because of what's been learned. The appearance of it all is in that way because of what's been learned. There is no separate individual doing it all. And in fact, that belief structure of a me, all the content that is in that, all the armor, all the protection, the defenses, that is a product of what's been learned. It's not doing anything. It's a mental phenomena that is a product of past experiences. It's not, has no agency. It's the product just as much as the behaviors are the product. And while this is increasingly logical and realized, at the same time starts to emerge this space of what I call source or impersonal accountability, where it starts to become really clear, even though there's no doer, there's no chooser, all of it is happening within the conscious space of existence that we are. It's all a function of what's believed in that body mind, what's perceived, what's sensed, and so that's the orientation of absolute accountability for everything, including for the way others appear. So these people, this presence of others that creates such fear, the appearance of those others is generated by the perception of this body mind here. So that perceptual field is the center of the universe. It is where everything originates. And that's the end of the victimhood. It's the end of the obsession with the personal, the fixation on separation, to now recognize no doer, no chooser, and this perception is the source of everything. And that is an ultimately sane mind that is deeply immersed in reality with things to learn and nothing to protect in terms of a separate identity. Yeah, so thank you, lovely. That's a great comment. Lots of love to you. Bye.